It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
So I have a question for you today. How do you get beyond your current circumstances and generate success uncommon to most? How do you step into your life's purpose and generate unending success and bring forth your greatness? You know, some of you are thinking maybe in this moment, wow, that's just too much. In fact, maybe I need to turn the dial, but don't. Don't turn the dial. This show is going to really take you to a whole new level. I've entitled it, The Courage to Generate Fearless Success. I'm Ken D. Foster. I'm your host. And when I was thinking about this show, I was wondering what I could say or what stories I could tell to make this show a life-changing experience for my audience. And I thought, well, maybe that's just too grandiose. And then I thought, well, maybe I don't really know how to do this. Then I thought, well, maybe I do, right? Maybe I've been doing this for 24 years. Maybe I can really step into this and step into my own personal brilliance to be able to deliver a show that would really change lives. So I decided to design this show around you. And for those of you that are ready, for those of you that are hungry, for those of you that want greater success and connections, that's really what this show is all about. So, did you know that 4,000 climbers have scaled the summit of Mount Everest? 2,450 active personnel have what it takes to be called Navy SEALs. The world has been seen 536 astronauts journey to outer space. But since 1946, a mere 257 pilots have flown as Blue Angels. That's only 0.1% of all military pilots in history have achieved the unparalleled performance symbolized by the Blue Angels golden helmet. If you're on Facebook, you can see the helmet right now in studio. It's sitting here on my desk. Why is it sitting on my desk? Why am I telling this? Because I have invited a guest who is in alignment with my message of expanding your limits and deepening your self-trust to expand what's possible for you. He has consistently performed in high-stakes, high-speed environments, flying more than 500 miles per hour, wing-to-wing, 18 inches apart. He's a former Blue Angel. He'll be coming up in my next segment. I just want to give you that teaser, right? Okay, so what have I found that will help you to live a life of excellence? Well, first thing I want to tell you is you got to change the way you've been thinking about change. And let's just think about this, right? Your greatest thinking has got you right where you are right now, right? Do you think your greatest thinking will get you out of where you are? Probably not, because if it would have, you would have done it already, right? So you got to be willing to see what you can't see right now. If you can start to open your mind up and say, there are things that I don't know, that are beliefs, choices, actions, that are roles and rules that I am applying in my life on a consistent basis that are really stopping my success to bring me into a place where I really experience my greatness. If you can really get in touch with that, then you can change. So change is something that a lot of us don't want to do because it doesn't feel that great, right? You know, you get in that place where you're comfortable, everything's going well, you know that there's a few elephants in the room that you don't want to talk about, but if you don't talk about them, if you don't acknowledge them, what happens? The elephants start leaving their dung in your room, right? They start, you know, this starts expand, starts to stink, right? Starts to get worse and worse and worse. So I think a lot of you know that, right? Think of one area in your life right now. This show isn't about me. This is about you. Think about an area in your life right now that you know needs to change. Okay? You got it? So what's going to have to happen for you to be able to make that change? Well, I'm going to tell you this, okay? First of all, you're going to have to set up some goals. Second of all, you're going to have to get into your uncomfort zone and start to live from your uncomfort zone. Get comfortable in the uncomfort zone. Uncomfortable zone. Does that make any sense? Okay, when you can stay uncomfortable for long periods of time, you can transform anything in your life on a consistent basis. Next, you got to have some courage. You got to step into your courage in a greater way. And finally, you got to take consistent daily actions around this. Let me tell you a quick story. I went shopping about 20 years ago for a wedding ring with my soon-to-be wife. And, you know, we were typical newlyweds or newly engaged. We looked at diamonds and, you know, we kept looking at those. But then we came across this stone that really spoke to us. It was a tanzanite stone. And we decided that it really seemed like it connected with us. It was this indigo blue, beautiful, deep, rich, purple-blue color. And, you know, I did some research on that stone, and I found that tanzanite is only found in one place in the world, near Mount Kilimanjaro. In fact, it's in a very small mining area, about 4.5 miles long, 1.5 miles wide. So it was rare. And I thought to myself, well, this is kind of rare like I love. This is kind of cool. Then I found out how it was made. And this rock is mined and then fired under intense heat to bring out its brilliance. And I knew at that moment. And Judy did too. That's what we've gone through to get to where we needed to be in the relationship that we wanted to be in. It didn't just fall in our laps. We did a lot of work on ourselves. We'd both been married before, right? 10 years earlier for me, probably 15 years for her. We'd done a lot of work on ourselves so that we didn't bring our baggage, our junk, our crazy mindsets, our dramas into the relationship. In fact, one of the first things she told me when I started to tell her about my past is she says, I don't do past. That's not what I do. I do current and I do future. Do you want to build a life with me? I said, absolutely, dear. I've never heard a woman talk like that. So we did, and we built it. But listen, we had just like that tanzanite stone, right? We had to be willing to subject ourselves to the fire, to the fires of relationship, to the fires of the unknown, to the fires of the challenges that we met. And still today we have challenges. We're not perfect, right? We still have challenges, but we have one thing together. We have commitment, we have drive, and we have passion, and we have love. And listen, in my latest book, it's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. It's a daily guide to excellence. Now, why did I create that book? I created that book for one reason. Every time I coach somebody over the last 24 years, every time I help them in business, in relationship, in finance, in health, in fitness, wherever I was coaching as a life coach or a business strategist, it didn't matter. What happened for a lot of clients is that they would come to me, they'd set their goals, they'd say, yes, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make these changes. 3 days later, 5 days later, they're off track. Why is that? I came to the conclusion that we can't just submerge our mind in wisdom and understanding and health or in healthy thoughts on one day with a coach. We got to do this every single day, right? We got to immerse ourselves every day into the mind. You got to submerge your mind in daily astute wisdom, courageous strategies, and time-tested wealth principles if you're going to redefine what's possible for you and if you're going to connect to your natural self, which is greatness, right? So if you want to do that, that's what this book is all about. And this book, you can find it on my site only right now because it's in a pre-order state. So you can find it at thecouragetochangeeverything.com if you want that whole long website, or you can go couragetochange.us, couragetochange.us. Make it easy on yourself. I encourage you to pick it up. Listen, it has 365 days dripping on your mind. Imagine what your mind would be like after 365 days of some of the most powerful psychological wisdom on the planet, motivating yourself, inspiring yourself, setting up your noble goals and that are really important to you. Imagine if you did that every day and dripped on your mind. How would you be in the end of 365 days? I guarantee you, In fact, I probably should put the guarantee in the book, but I don't have it there. But I would personally guarantee if you follow the formula in that book, you will change, and you will change for the better. And by the way, here's the cool thing about when you change, everybody around you changes. Isn't that the coolest thing? It's like, you know, if you haven't tried that yet, try it, because it works. You change how you show up. You know, I had one client, I don't know if I have time for this segment, I had a client show up wanting more love in her life. She started to affirm, I'm a loving being, I'm a loving being, I'm a loving being. What happened? Hey, little kids started coming up to her at the grocery store a week later, tapping on her, just wanting to connect with her because they felt her love. You can change. Go get the book, The Courage to Change Everything. Again, at couragetochange.us, couragetochange.us. Coming up in the next segment, I have John Foley, who is the former lead solo pilot for the Blue Angels. Wait till you hear his mindset. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Wow, what a show we have today. I'm so glad you're joining me today. The name of our show is The Courage to Generate Fearless Success. And for those of you that are right now on Facebook, if you would like to give us a click there on the comments below on the live feed, we will address those comments. So just, you know, if you want to ask a question to us, you know, please do. I appreciate that. And we appreciate the feedback. And I'll do my best to answer all your questions. Also, I want to let you know our show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. If you're an entrepreneur in the San Diego area, a female entrepreneur, check it out. womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. By the way, they're online. They have speakers from all over the world that fly into this event. It's been going since 1991. And in fact, the speaker's coming up this next 2 months. I think they've both been on Oprah. All right. One last thing. If you're new to the show and you're just tuning in, we are all about empowering our audiences to step into their full power, transform their lives, and become an unstoppable force that inspires others along the way. And you can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us or just Google Voices of Courage and join our insider group to get some of the strategies to take your business and life to great heights. We have guest giveaways. We have free tickets to the seminars and workshops. It's really a cool thing, so I hope you'll check it out. You can find those on voicesofcourage.us. All right. I am so excited, man. We've been talking about getting this guy in studio for a while, and he's here. He's in San Diego with me. His name is John Foley. John is a former lead solo pilot of the Blue Angels, a Sloan Fellow, Stanford Graduate School of Business, an entrepreneur. He's a venture capitalist. He's a speaker, and he's a gratitude guru. I love that part about John. John graduated from the U.S. Navy Academy. He was chosen as the top 10 carrier pilot six times before becoming an FA-18 pilot, instructor pilot. And for decades, John has been sharing this exciting message, his journey with audiences around the world, becoming one of the most in-demand leadership and performance experts around. He's spoken in continents, 20 countries, continents around the United States, top organizations, including Google, Intel, Cisco, Microsoft, Mercedes-Benz, and the list goes on and on. John, welcome to the studio. I'm so glad to have you.
Ken, glad to be here. It's a privilege.
It's awesome, man. Listen, I was reading on your website. It says, picture this. Two jets on a collision course, 1,000 miles per hour rate of closure. And the goal is to miss each other by a wingspan. Extreme trust makes this maneuver possible. And when that relationship and process is transposed into the world of business, the results are incredible. Well, I submit if it's transposed in any area of your life, it would be incredible.
Yes.
How is this possible? How do we even get to that point of that kind of trust?
I think it starts with a belief. You know, if you think about the courage that you're talking about, is it possible? And I think we need to see that first. I remember when I got selected for the Blues, and it had been a long career. I get there, and I walk into the briefing room. And it was like, you know, when you're out greatness, you can feel it. You know, those little hairs stand up on your neck. And I'm like, holy cow, the processes that we went into, the culture, the trust, the commitment was at a whole new level. And, you know, I'd flown jets off aircraft carriers, been instructor pilot, flew in the movie Top Gun. And this was a whole different game, right? And so to answer your question is, you work up to it, but it starts with a belief. And I had a belief, you know what, I can do this with the support of the organization.
We had a belief, but you also had something else going.
Yeah.
You know, you had some experience. You
yes.
had some. What you know, one of the things you talk a lot about is visioning the future.
Yeah.
And let's talk about that. What does that exactly mean, and how detailed does one have to start to visualize their future to really impact the conscious mind so that it actually takes place?
I think there's different levels. I'll give you the first one that hit me when I was a 12-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. And my dad took me to an air show, and I loved my dad. He was an Army officer. He's an engineer. I'm thinking, that's what I want to be. You know, my dad represented wisdom. I love the sponsor, the wisdom, Women's for Wisdom, right?
Right?
But my dad represented wisdom to me. My mom represented love. Now, they had both, of course. But when they came together, it was so empowering. So I remember this day, I was 12 years old, I'm in Newport, Rhode Island, and my dad takes me to an air show. And I look up in the sky, and I see these six magnificent blue jets. I remember turning to my dad that day, saying, Dad, I'm going to do that. 12-year-old kid.
Wow. And you did it.
We did. And it took 18 years, tons of, you know, challenges, tons of obstacles. But I think to get back to the word you used, the seed was planted in my heart that day and I felt it. And then from that moment, you know, I visualized, I dreamt about this. I'd have jets hanging from my bed, you know, and now, you know, as a kid, your mind wanders. I wanted to play football and do these other things, but there was something powerful that I came back to. So that was a very powerful moment. And then, you know, there's ways we do it on the Blue Angels where every day before we go flying, we have a briefing and you visualize every maneuver that you're going to do. I mean, I've got this video that's incredible. It takes us behind the scenes, and we're going through the 30 maneuvers that are part of the show sequence, and we're actually going through them with the same tone of voice that we're going to use. So visualization can take on, you know, big thing, just a seed, or it can be very specific where you feel it and it becomes real.
That's really good. You know, I just flashing back in my own life, I remember a time when I was ready to buy my second house. I had no money, and I didn't know how I was going to do it. And what I did is I went home every single day, and I started to visualize me buying that house. And then I put on music from the group ABBA. Nice. And the music was Super Trooper. And I started to dance with that and visualize that every single day. Within 60 days, I had $30,000 that I didn't have before back in the 80s, which is a bunch of money now. And I was able to go buy the house. Yes. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I get it. So, you know, this place where you come from, this place where you're using the mind to create what you want. Are you still doing that? Is that still
Absolutely,
happening?
Every day. Uh-huh. You know, now you might know, I start with a gratitude wake up though.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what
Let's
I do.
Talk about that.
Every single morning I wake up and I've made this a habit where I just say, what am I grateful for? So the cool part about this exercise, you can do it in bed.
Right.
Right. You can do it anytime. And so I would say, what am I grateful for in the present moment? So today was easy, right? Because I woke up. I actually had a beautiful speaking engagement downtown San Diego with Community Health Group. And I woke up and I said, wow, I get this opportunity to impact about 400 leaders who are helping others. Then you came to my mind. And I said, I can't wait to be with Kent. I hope his show is so successful. So I was just thinking about that. But I not only do it in the moment, I go back 24 hours. Here's what I've learned is the human brain doesn't care if you're actually experiencing something for the first time or you're remembering it. So you get extra brownie points for remembering good things. But guess what? The brain works the same. So be careful what you're remembering, right? So I go back to the good things and I say, what happened yesterday? Did I have something to be grateful for? I was in Phoenix. I just spoke to one of the biggest advisor groups, all their leaders. And I said, wow, you know, that was such a good opportunity. But I remember the faces of the people. Not the event. I remember people coming up to me afterwards and I remember the smile on their faces. Like the look in your eyes right now, I'll remember that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing I do is I go forward in my day and I say, what's going to happen and who can I serve? Who can I help? So it turns out that it's the present, past, future kind of thing that I'm doing. And Hebb's Law works out that neurons that wire together fire together. So you actually change the way your brain is thinking.
You're actually changing your brain chemistry. I'm glad you said that. You know, I've had that practice in my life when my eyes waking up, open up. When they open up, I've trained my brain to go to gratitude every morning. But, you know, I haven't gone to the gratitude to the past. So I'll try that. That's good. A lot of times I go to the gratitude of what I have in the present moment.
Right.
But I like the idea of going to gratitude of the past and the gratitude of the future. What's going to happen today and how grateful I'll be with that. That's very cool. Okay.
I call it the glad to be here wake up.
So listen, I know you've probably made some mistakes along the way, right? What do you think has been your greatest challenge? I got to take a break. So we're going to come back and answer that question when we come back. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it. The potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
With Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. I'm in studio here with John Foley, former Blue Angel solo lead pilot. And before I get back to my interview with John, I want to give a shout out to one of my sponsors. You know, as a business owner, your online presence is more important than ever. People will look you up online before they ever pick up the phone, right? That's why the right image of yourself in branding your business is vital. So I've come across one of the best photographer and branding experts in the San Diego area. People fly in from all over the country to see her. Her name is Ann Landstrom, and her company is annphotography.com. I recommend you give her a call. She promises to give you images that'll bring out the best in your business and you. That's annphotography.com. Her number, if you'd like to call her, 760-610-6263. Again, 760-610-6263. If you like the branding on voicesofcourage.us, then you'll like what Ann Landstrom does. So hope you'll check it out. All right. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends know about the show. This week, I'm giving away a book. It's called Release, Renew, Evolve. It's an ebook to all my listeners who comment on the show on Facebook and Instagram and give us tag two friends who would enjoy the message of the show. If you tag a couple friends, Facebook or Instagram, you don't have to go to both. I'll give you the Release, Renew, Evolve. My team is watching right now. If you do that right now, they will let me know, and we'll get you that book today. So how cool is that? All right, back to my show. I am here in studio with John Foley, and we were just about to ask John, or I did ask him, some of the greatest mistakes that came up, and what'd you learn from those?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple easy ones. I got rejected 3 times before getting into Naval Academy. They said I was not physically qualified. I accidentally shot a missile once by mistake.
That's a good one.
Flying off the carriers. Yep. Okay. Really learned there. The biggest lesson learned there was not only did I had missed a step in my checklist, but really what had happened is I'd gotten complacent. And I think that's a good lesson for all our listeners in work and life is be careful. You know, when you think you're too comfortable doing something like 24 years you've been doing this, you know, I see how well you prepare. And I think that's important, right? To stay with those processes, those systems that get you there. And I didn't that one day and I paid the price, right? But I learned from that. And when I was a Blue Angel, I was aware not to get complacent. And that is something that we look for.
Well, you know what the thing I like, because I know people are listening to your story, but I want you to relate this to your own life. That's what this show is about. So it's like, where in your life have you shot missiles off your carrier and they've landed in areas that you don't want them to land, right? But the cool thing about your story is that you survived it. You went on. This was before you were a pilot for the Blue, flying for the Blue Angels, right? So you're... Yep. You're out, doing your thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was on the carriers. I was a young, they call them a nugget, so a young pilot out there. And I, you know, things were going pretty well until this happened. And, you know, I paid the price. They grounded me. I remember 3 days of having to really do some soul searching, and we did an investigation. It was my mistake, 100%. I fessed up to it in 2 seconds, said, here's the problem. But the key it took me was time to self-reflect, to get beyond the nominal cause, which was I had screwed up my checklist, to get to that core issue, which I told you, which is complacency. See, that was something that was hidden deep inside of me, and I had to figure that out. And once I figured that out, then that served me for years, because it wasn't just, you know, fix this one mistake. It was, wait a minute, fix a core value in myself. How do I go deep so that I don't repeat this? And in my interview for the Blue Angels, so it took me a while. I mean, I did not get a letter of recommendation to join the Blues after that. I had to actually became an instructor pilot right up the road here in El Toro, flying with the Marines. And I had to rebuild, you know, the trust with my leadership. And I did. And then I was in my interview for the Blue Angels. And here's a classic question. So this is, you know, it's an intense interview. You got 16 people, officers talking to you. And, you know, it starts like this. And then finally, one of the guys, Spurt was his name. He goes, hey, Gucci, you ever do anything dumb in an airplane? Right. So that's my interview question.
Right.
And, you know, you can play that off, or you can, you know, me, I was like, what, are you kidding me? All the time. And I started telling them my mistakes. And I got to this one. I said, let me tell you the time I accidentally shot a missile, almost shot down my boss. Right. They were like a little bit like stunned. And then I told them what I learned from it. And you know what? They hired me.
Wow.
And that's because I think of what I learned from it. It's not because of the mistake.
Right.
It's what did I learn from it.
Right. And I think that's what people are looking for. You know, are you somebody that is a learner and a leader, right? Yeah. Not just a leader. There's a lot of leaders that are not learners.
Yeah.
And they stay stuck. Excellence. You know, what you've done in your life you've stepped into excellent areas of life. And how did you get to each one of those areas where you consider that you have excellence in your life?
You know, I think it's a stair-step process. I was listening to you, and where do we set our goals and our visions? You know, as that little boy story, you know, that was a pretty bold goal, but there were stair steps to get there, right? Mm-hmm. The first was, hey, I just need to go to the academies. That's what I wanted to do. There was a lot of challenges there. I eventually got in. Did not finish number one in my class. Mm-hmm. In fact, I finished in the half that allowed the other half to be called the top, by the way, academically, right?
Right.
And, but I got...
Yeah, you're in the second top.
Exactly. You know, but I got my pilot slot, and now I needed to up the game. So the idea was eventually, you know, having a goal.
Yeah.
Having a plan to get there, executing on that plan. But here's the key, and it's part of it, what's in the book, is you better have a feedback loop. You better have a way of learning. So I call it the debrief. In fact, I call it the Glad to Be Here debrief. I do this personally in my own life, and I do it with organizations, the best in the world. And that is not what the vision. Vision's important, but what I want is commitment and buy into a vision.
What's the, okay, go a little deeper into the debrief.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so when you get to the debrief, after you execute, and this could be today after the show, you know, we'll have a quick debrief.
Right.
And I like to first off go inward to myself and say, well, what went well? Because I do like to focus on the positives. Is there things that could have done better? But then you get to the core here is you got to get to the decisions that were made. So what was the decision that was made in order to have that result? So in dogfighting, it's not who wins or loses that is the real key. It's in the process. What decision did you make that led to either winning or losing? You see, because if I can get to that critical moment, then I can change that in the future.
And then what's underlying the decision, right?
Yes.
How do you get to what's underneath? Okay, so you made the decision to go left when we should have went right.
Yep.
How do you get to what's underneath that decision?
Exactly. And I think that in the debrief, the way that is in the book is I talk about a safe environment. So here's, I think there's five dynamics that I believe you have to have as an entrepreneur, let's say as a leader, right? First, is there a safe environment? Not just psychological safety. I mean, do people feel safe where we can talk about things? Second is, I say, check your ego at the door. Because we all have egos out there, right? But it's not why we're in this group. We're in it for we. So check your ego at the door. Third is, and this is critical, I call it lay it on the table. Let's be open and honest. Let's talk about this. And on the Blue Angels, we called it the table where we sat around and had our briefings and debriefings. The fourth, though, is critical, and that's what I'll call the I'll fix it, which is this accountability. But it changes from accountability to personal responsibility. And I think that's a huge difference. That's where the ownership comes in. You own not only what went well, but you also own what you could do better. But the last and the key, and we already talked about it as a wake up, is this glad to be here mindset, to have a feeling.
That's good. You know, and that ownership piece, a lot of people get stuck on that because it looks like it's a lot of other people's problems that are showing up out there and it's not yours. How do you teach that? How do you teach people to overcome that? I'd like to know about that.
Well, you know, you shared your story of being divorced. I actually went through that process too, and I learned so much. And here's what I learned. When you point a finger at somebody, there's three of them pointing back, right?
At least.
Yeah, exactly. And to me, that's what I realized. I realized, you know, wow, you know, I got to look inward first.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just think it's difficult for a lot of us to even see our part a lot of times, right? Because, you know, it looks like it's somebody else. So, all right, listen, his book is... Fearless Success, John Foley. You can get it on Amazon. John Foley, Fearless Success. We'll be right back. I'm going to talk to my pilot here, friend from the Blue Angels. We're going to find out how his mind really ticks when the pressure's on. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, we're back, and today our show is all about helping you to generate the courage to really have fearless success. In fact, the name of the book of my guest here, John Foley, is Fearless Success. And I was just reading here during the break a little bit about that book. You know, he says, how do you get from your current state to your future state? Going beyond high performance requires combining operational excellence with a proactive and positive mindset. In his book, Fearless Success, he takes you through a process that helps you to lead through change, to build high-performance teams, to elevate belief levels, and to execute with high trust. All of those, if you don't have them, I'm saying you're not going to succeed. Is that accurate?
That's it. That's it. But I also think it's a spiraling up process. Mm-hmm. I don't think you do it once, right?
Just as my book is, right?
Yep.
My book is every day. You got to drip on that subconscious mind, and whether you're visualizing, you're waking up with gratitude in the morning and visualizing the past and the future and the present moment, or you're visualizing your next business move.
Yes.
It's the same thing. That's what I found.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So listen, we're going to talk about high pressure. When you're under high pressure, okay, a lot of us are under high pressure. Listen, we're high pressure in our businesses, at home, with our relationships. Yeah. Okay, how do you stay calm under intense pressure?
Well, there's a metaphor, and you got the helmet here on Facebook. You
got the helmet right here.
And you see that gold visor?
Yes.
So the gold visor allows you to look directly into the light and not blink, which I think is a key metaphor for what you're talking about. When the pressure's on, when the heat's on, can you look directly in the light and not blink? And for me, you better have a good foundation, okay? You better have a good foundation of integrity, of openness, of honesty. You have to have confidence in yourself. If you think about from a pilot perspective, you know, we had a lot of training, okay? You don't start with that level of confidence. Even by the time you get to the Blue Angels, in the Blue Angels, we always pick our new Blue Angels from instructor ranks, okay, top guns of the world, the instructors. We're trying to figure out, you know, someone who's not only mastered their craft, but also can teach it. See, so that's critical in times of pressure too. Can you, you know, can you absorb what's going on, but also be able to articulate it or teach it in a way that's going to serve or help others? And you got to have a purpose higher than self. That, to me, I think is the most critical element, especially in times of pressure.
So what is your purpose then? What is your purpose for what drives you?
Well, to inspire. To inspire greatness, you used that word before, in others. You know, I don't need to fly anymore. People ask me, you know, do I miss being a Blue Angel? You know, the answer is actually no. Mm-hmm. I mean, I loved it. I had every opportunity. You know, my job when I was a Blue Angel was to be an ambassador of goodwill. That's what we actually call ourselves. We didn't call ourselves pilots, all right, or naval aviators. We were ambassadors. And the difference is that, yes, I used air shows. I used the skills of myself and my teammates, but it was all about inspiration, inspiring others' hopes and dreams. Mm-hmm. And now I get the rare privilege. You know, I've spoken to over 1,000 companies in the last two decades. I'll do over 100 events this year. And to just this morning, you know, right down the road. And to be able to inspire others in a way that makes a difference for them that's what gets me up in the morning.
Who inspires you?
Well, number one, my dad, I already mentioned that. You know, okay. My dad and my mom. They both passed away, though, but they still live in my heart, right? I've got actually a lot of inspiring people. The CEO today, Norma from the Community Health Group, she inspired me. I mean, she started on welfare and has made her way to become CEO of a large hospital. I have a mentor of mine that's Michael Roach. He teaches about Eastern wisdom. And he wrote a book called The Diamond Cutter. And so I'm always seeking out wisdom and how to apply it. And right now, you inspire me. No kidding, Ken. I love what you're doing.
Well, thank you for that. And you inspire me. So we have an inspired show, if you haven't noticed yet. Do you feel the energy in this show? It's an amazing energy. So, you know, you've had a lot of accomplishments over your lifetime, which we've talked about a few of them. But let me just ask you a little deeper question. Like, you know, what makes you tick besides giving? Yeah. Well, who are you? Who are you at your core, John?
You know, I like to say I'm an angel. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's a metaphor with the blue angels.
Yeah.
But it actually goes deeper than that. I was doing some reading on wisdom. Like I said, I read all kinds of different wisdom. And it was in a study Bible, and it talked about there's five qualities to an angel. It says an angel's a messenger. An angel gives guidance. An angel protects. An angel's a warrior. That resonated with me. And above all else, an angel serves others. And I said, you know what? I don't know if those are the five qualities or not, but if they are, I'm in. And that is where I can go to in any times of both struggle and goodness. I say, you know, am I there to serve and support others? That's the foundation.
That is the foundation. What upsets you? What gets you upset?
You know, I'm working on that because I think I'm glad you used the word upset instead of anger, because I think anger, you know, will kill you, right? It'll kill you faster. Mm-hmm. And so I think patience is powerful, not getting upset, right? But I'll be honest with you, I have the same struggles as everybody out there, especially in business. I've just recreated my whole team. We had a virtual team. I brought my new team to Sun Valley, Idaho. That's where I live. Mm-hmm. You know, and anytime you bring a company and you move it, there's challenges, right? Rehiring people, establishing the culture, the priorities. And it takes longer than I thought. So that kind of, you know, and it ekes on me, but I realized, you know what? It's not my employees. It's me. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that needs to get my act together.
Right. Well, you know, I've always admired people that are calm under fire.
Yeah.
Just since I was a little kid, I'd see people and I'd go, wow, that guy can really, or that woman can really stay calm. That's awesome. Yeah. I remember reading a book by Thich Nhat Hanh, the Buddhist monk, the teacher, the leader of the Buddhist nation over there. And he had a quote that I remember. In his book, he asked about, what is the cause of anger or upset, right? And he said the cause is the feeling of not getting what you want or losing what you have. Mm-hmm. And that just stuck with me. Do you relate to that when get upset?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it comes from ignorance, right? Yeah. And that's the key is, you know, am I not getting what I want is an ignorant view on the world. Is it coming from you? But yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What concerns you the most right now?
For me, I actually live in a state of joy. I will be honest with you. I don't have a lot of concerns. Now, my wife does, by the way. And so we talk all the time. She's concerned about the environment. She's concerned about human rights and these big issues, you know, around the world. And I do get to go travel the world, you know, and see different countries. But you know what I see? I see goodness. I see people making a difference. We started our foundation. It's called the Glad to Be Here Foundation.
Right.
And what we do,
I want to talk to you about that. Yeah.
And what we do is we give 10% of all our fees to charity. And here's the part though, is I let the clients pick where they want that to go. And we started this about a decade ago. And because of that, we now get exposed to all these amazing charities around the world. We sponsored 337 organizations. We've donated almost $2 million to these organizations that are helping people. And this could be women that are in a war-torn country, just getting, you know, self-respect back, to mindfulness in schools, to our veterans programs. And so I actually see a lot of goodness out there.
That's really good. Let me just mention the book again, because I know some of our audience just tuned in. And if you just tuned in, I'm speaking with John Foley, the former lead solo pilot with the Blue Angels. He has a book out. It's called Fearless Success, Beyond High Performance. And we're really talking about the mindset of what actually created that book.
Yeah,
I believe that book was created out of excellence. Am I off on that?
Exactly. In fact, it took me 10 years to write that and four different manuscripts, because I was not happy with what I wrote the first time. And you know, so 10 years later, this is what came out.
Well, I see your OCD kicked in like my OCD does with my latest book, which has taken 6 years. And I'm glad. Yeah, now I'm feeling better. I'm 4 years ahead of you.
Of course,
it's not quite there yet, so you never know.
Right.
That's funny, man. So what, you know, actually, I'm going to ask you this when we get back, because I got to take a break. But what are you most proud of? That's what I want to know. I want to know what you're most proud of. Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Wow, what a show we've had. If you just tuned in, I've been speaking with John Foley. He is the author of Fearless Success. He's also a former Blue Angels pilot, and he's got some great stories. So I'm really enjoying this interview. Listen, before I get to the interview, I do want to give a quick shout out again to our sponsor. If you're a woman in the San Diego area, you should pay close attention to this. There's an organization called Women's Wisdom, which has been assisting women business owners to not only grow their businesses, but grow their lives since 1991. It's called Women's Wisdom. It is San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven female entrepreneurs. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Our show today is called The Courage to Generate Fearless Success. And in studio with me is John Foley, author and amazing man of this planet, quite frankly. He is an angel. You are an angel. I get that. All right, listen, man. I was asking you about what you're most proud of as an angel.
Yeah, you know.
Not a Blue Angel, just an angel.
Right, I got you. Let me go real quickly to, we did something when I was a Blue Angel, that I'll start there. We went to Moscow in 1992. Mm-hmm. We took the Blue Angels over there. If you remember, the Berlin Wall had come down, and we flew it with the Russians. And I remember being swarmed by the kids, and flying in an Su-27, flying the hero of the Soviet Union in one of my jets. And it was an incredible experience to come together. And very proud of that as an organization, as a world, because I want to bring people together today. And we're still doing that. I think what I'm probably more proud of than that was just an experience, was what we're doing now. I've got my two old bosses. They work with me. We go around the world. We teach leadership, but also high performance to organizations, because I feel if you can inspire a leader, then the leader can inspire so many other people. And so it's about impact. So what I'm really about is impacting the world and impacting others in a way that makes their hopes and dreams come true.
So that leads me to another question. You know, we are so polarized in our society and so many different issues right now, right? You've got the extreme on the right, extreme on the left. And then somewhere in the middle, at least that's where I fall. You know, I'm probably between the 30-yard lines on the football field on just about any issue. I'm not extreme, right? But, you know, what happens is a lot of people are polarized. So how do we bring them together? What's your message to bring people together these days?
Yeah, it's simple. I want to focus on what we're similar about and not dissimilar. I think if you focus on the core of human kindness. We want to relieve suffering of others and we want joy for ourselves. And the way to do that is to make a difference in someone else's life. So the simple answer is all human beings. You know, 99.9% of our DNA is the same. So let's focus on what is important and similar and not focus on the differences.
Well, I love that a lot because I think things like religion and politics and just there's a lot of issues that just polarize us, right? So just focus on what's good about us.
Yeah.
And so see that in each person,
yes.
Right? No matter what they've done.
Exactly.
That's a message? Okay. So the book, what's going to happen next with the book?
Well, it's only been out for less than a month. We're in all the airports. You know, we're at Amazon, of course. There's lots of things going on. But really what the book is, it's just a calling card in order to get others to allow them to reach their hopes and dreams. You know, it's written more for a business audience. Mm-hmm. There's a personal message in there, but it's really about high performance teams and how to turn them into results. I think we're going to have a follow on program. You know, if you stay connected with me, you'll see there'll be a leadership program. We've taken all of Mercedes-Benz leaders through this program. We've taken Cisco's leaders through this program. We're working at the highest levels of Silicon Valley and Wall Street and around the world. But I want to be able to bring it out to every single person, every single entrepreneur out there.
When somebody goes through your program, what are the results they get?
Well, first off, you get a 300% improvement over the best you've ever done. Now, that's a pretty bold statement, right? And I think it varies, obviously, on what your goals are. But that's the improvement I needed to make when I joined the Blue Angels. I had to increase 300%. I had 90 days to do it in. Can you imagine what your results would look like?
What were you measuring for that 300%?
Yeah, that's good. It's how close we fly.
Okay.
So, you know, the idea of are you flying 10 feet apart, 3 feet, or 18 inches?
But it's a metric. That also, you know, it's as within, so without, right? You can't fly that close unless you have to develop some, not only skill sets, physical skill sets, but you also have an inner game that has to change.
Exactly.
What was the inner game you had to change?
Well, first, it's always within yourself, your own personal confidence and beliefs, but it's a chemistry with a team. I like to talk more about teams because what you needed to build was this chemistry. And we did this every year with new people under changing conditions. Mm-hmm. And so there is a process to that, getting people to work together, getting people to have high trust. I call it high trust contracts, which are really verbal and nonverbal agreements, ability to learn. And anyhow, it's mapped out in that book. I call it Fearless Success, that simple, you know, where you walk people through that process.
Yep. God, this went by quick, man. I can't even believe it. We got like 2 minutes left here. So let me ask you one last thought here. What if you had a message to the world, what would it be?
Well, to live your life in all its fullness, right? And the ability there is, I think, in every aspect of our lives, right? Personal, professional, spiritual. This is a great world. I'm having a ball. I think it's magic. Every day I get out of bed, I step out with my left foot forward to remind me this is not normal. The show's been amazing. I mean, the world is magic. And that would be the message. Live in awe.
Well, I've been in awe having you on the show. So the book is Fearless Success. It's brand new. John Foley, the former lead solo pilot with the Blue Angels. You can get it on his website. John, where's that?
John Foley, Inc. .com. And if you go there, we did something special. We bundled in another book I have called Breaking Belief Barriers. So you get them both if you go to our website.
Okay. So you get two books for the price of one.
Yeah. One's a pamphlet more than
one's
a pamphlet.
A pamphlet. Okay. On your website. That's great. All right. Well, listen, I hope everybody, you have enjoyed this show. I know I have enjoyed it. John Foley, I hope you'll come back a few more times.
I'd be honored.
We just got started. There's so much more that you have inside that I'd like to pick your brain about Excellence is something that I'm up to. Wisdom is something that the show is about. In fact, we started this show because I believe there's too much information in the world and not enough wisdom. There's not enough common sense. There's a lot of people running around with other people's beliefs that has nothing to do with yourself, your soul, your power, your passion, your greatness. That's what we're about. I hope you'll continue to join us and let your friends and family know about our show. Really, if you want this message in the world, let other people know. Take care.
Glad to be here.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.